So yeah, I think I'll title this "How I Became an Apex Predator Against False Doctrine." I gotta let my car heat up here. So I talk better. I think better as I'm driving. So I'm gonna drive while I do this. I'm letting my car warm up because my windshield's kind of got ice on it. How I became an apex predator against false doctrine. I thought somebody was in the back seat. That was my back windshield wiper. So, I was born in a family that had no doctrine. They had no faith. They were just of the world, the flesh. Probably they were the epitome of the worldlings, all of them, except for my grandmother, maybe. The one thing she said, read your Bible before you die. I said, okay. And I did. Well, I didn't read. I would read like the book of Ephesians 100 times, the book of Galatians 100 times. I don't think I ever sat down and just read it through. But I listened to 40,000 preachers, at least 35,000 I know of. And so that's kind of like reading the Bible. But I read the book of Revelation 8 times, verse by verse, book of Daniel, Hosea, Proverbs 1,000 times, Psalms over and over, Song of Solomon at least 50 times, Genesis, Deuteronomy, Leviticus was the hardest, but God made me read Leviticus. A friend of mine called and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading Leviticus. He said, isn't that hard? I said, yeah, it's the hardest book I've ever read. Or he said, isn't it boring? I said, yeah, kind of, but now I know it's not boring because it's preaching the blood, it's showing the blood. Anyway, the reason I became an apex predator against false doctrine is because I was raised around false doctrine, and I knew that these people were crazy. I knew I was crazy. I knew I didn't have the truth, and I knew these people were crazy. I knew the whole world around me was crazy, the in-laws, the outlaws, the extended family, cousins, second cousins. I knew they were just not making sense. And so, by the grace of God, Charles Stanley was on the TV at that time every morning. And God pushed me towards this. So my whole life, you know, I got attacked by the Pentecostal fake stuff. I got attacked by the tongues. I mean, I listened to Joyce Meyer for 3 years. I listened to Charles Stanley for 10 years. But most of the people out of Dallas Seminary I listened to for like 20 years. And so I gave up good jobs. I gave up a wife. I gave up everything. Money. I even gave up health just to get the truth. I wanted the truth more than anything, more than food. But one of the reasons I was able to sustain health, because I would not even eat. I'd start reading my Bible on Friday. I wouldn't eat till Monday. So I was fasting and didn't know it. Now I'm going to be an apex predator on sugar. And I'm actually going to set the captives free on sugar too, by the grace of God, if he lets me. And so I was attacked by so many false doctrine people all around me. I mean, neighbors, coworkers, people would say something like, you know, when you first get saved, people would say, why are you getting mad? If you're saved, why are you mad? Now, as I look back, I'd say, because you're acting stupid. Back then, they tried to put you under a guilt trip, right? You have to live down here. You're actually, if somebody's encroached upon your space, the Bible says live peaceably with all men if possible. Sometimes it ain't possible. Sometimes they push you and push your boundaries, and you have to push them back. That's part of the birthing process down here. Every force has an equal and opposite force. So if somebody's acting stupid, you give them stupid back. But I'm not saying you become like them, but I'm saying if they're acting stupid, hit them with truth and stupefy them with truth. hit them with truth and stupefy them. Now, when one of these agents don't even bother me anymore. It's like the only reason they bother me is because I was in that growth process. God was allowing me to go through the repeat of these same agents at different levels. There's different levels of agents. And another way I became an apex predator for against false doctrine is I was able to attack myself against false doctrine, and I had some brothers and sisters in Christ to rebuke me. You know, I had one sister. She says, "Why are you messing with that woman? She's a Jezebel. She's not saved." She says she's saved. And she'd say, "Nah, she's just telling you what you want to hear. She's a psychopath." I didn't know about narcissism back then, but she was right. She rebuked me. And I had a few of them say, "You're trying to save them, and that's idolatry." I don't know if they said that. They said, "Why are you trying to save somebody? You can't save them. Only Jesus can save them," which means you're in idolatry, you know. So I was willing to take the rebuke from sisters in Christ, brothers in Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. But it's when you're raised around the Jezebel spirit, it's hard to break that pattern. And I was working out in the backyard cutting some trees down and some vines down. It was so many vines. I had to cut vines down just to get to a limb to cut the tree down. It blew my mind. And then when I cut a limb, it just hung up in the air because it had so many vines. So I had to cut a limb off a fence that had fell, and there was just vines holding it to the fence. So I was thinking about doing a video explaining that, how I had to just cut one vine off at a time, and that's how you escape the Jezebel spirit. One line, you know your goal, right? I want to get that limb free before I can remove it from the fence, right? So, I mean, it was 1,000 vines. I mean, it was a lot of vines. And so that's how the Jezebel spirit works. The Jezebel spirit wants to surround you with a bunch of bands and nets and ties and knots and everything else. And this is how they interweave into your life, you know. And some of them are so psychopathic that they want to destroy your health, so you're dependent on them. And they're actually probably trying to kill you so they can get your Social Security or your disability. If you get disabled, they want you to be disabled so they can feed off of you. And then they feed off of you, and then you die and they get your Social Security. And so they're trying to disable you from your power. And like a lot of sisters in Christ say, they'd say, "What'd she say?" Because I talk to them and say, what do you think about that? "Oh, she's trying to demasculate you. She's trying to break you down." I said, "Yeah, but she uses the word love. Says she loves me and all that stuff." And one of them said, "Well, I can say I love you. I mean, I do love you in Christ as a sister or brother in Christ working together, but it's a different kind of love." But anybody can say that. And actually, come to find out, when you're dealing with the Jezebel, they'll use the word love, just like they'll say Jesus is God, but they also think the tree is God, and they think the earth is God, and they think they're God, and they think they're queen bee. And so you have to cut off these bands, but you have to cut off the inner bands first. Why are you trying to save one of these women? And if it's a woman, why are you trying to save that man? You can't save nobody. That's idolatry. And then you have to look at your own heart, your own mind, and say, why are you believing a lie? The Bible says all men are liars. That includes women. And so you cut off the lies that they told you they love you, but their actions are opposite. Their actions are opposite. If you're married to one, their actions are opposite. They're not trying to help you and feed you and let you sleep. Actually, they slam when you're trying. You work hard all day. You work two jobs, right? Trying to take care of the wife. You go home, go to sleep, say, "Look, I'm going to sleep. I'm tired. I need my 8 hours. I need 10 hours. And as soon as you, about 2 hours in, they start slamming cabinets. And you wake up and you say, "Why are you slamming cabinets?" Because something in them is so insecure, they don't want to be by themselves. They have no inner life, so they want to vampire off of you to get your attention and take away your sleep, really. And you're actually trying to provide for them. This is sick. They're sick. They're vampires. And so the Jezebel spirit is the MK Ultra archetype of this society, this nation, this world, all nations, all cultures, all cults. So all cults want to make you, pull you back into a workspace. So actually, one of the reasons I became an apex predator against false doctrine, because they were trying to kill me. They wasn't trying to do it by shooting me or stabbing me. Even though when I was a kid, my sister tried to stab me and I kicked a knife out of her hand. But I saw the pattern then. I thought, I'm a good brother. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to wake you up to think right. She tried to stab me. I kicked it out of her hand and never brought it back up, you know. But until now, maybe. I might have talked about it one time before. But my point is, I had people around me. Let's go drink. Let's do drugs. Let's do marijuana. Let's what about the New Age? What about Socrates and Plato and the worldly wisdom? I was being attacked not only physically. When I was 4 years old, I had a cousin try to choke me to death. Where was my family? They said I turned blue, you know. When I was young, I saw my mom and dad fighting out in the yard. I mean, I saw my mom fighting my dad's girlfriend out in the yard, you know. I saw insanity growing up, and I knew that something wasn't right. I knew something wasn't right. And so I knew I was attacked physically. I knew my soul was, I didn't know how to word it, but I knew my soul was under attack. My eternal soul. I didn't know how to word it, but I knew that I wanted the truth. And then once I got the truth, I thought everybody would want the truth, and I found out not everybody wants the truth. You tell your family, they don't want the truth. They love the way they're living. They love the lie of the system. And so as I studied more word, it became a part of me. You eat the word, you drink the word, you saturate your mind with the word, you meditate on the word, you saturate everything about your mind, you change jobs just so you can think about the word. I carried a Bible in my sock when I was in Florida working with a phone company. Everybody else would be talking foolishness, dirty jokes and all that. I'd pull my Bible out. It's a real small Bible, and I'd read it. When I went in the Coast Guard, I kept my Bible in my sock, and the company commander said, that's contraband, 50 push-ups. I was in the galley eating, and I pulled my Bible out of my sock, started reading while I was eating, because I thought, well, this is a great time to meditate and memorize some verses. Company commander walks up and said, what's that? I said, it's a Bible, man. I'm eating and reading my Bible while I'm eating. He said, 50 push-ups. I said, why? He said, it's contraband. Which 50 push-ups during Coast Guard was easy. I mean, we could do 200 push-ups. After 30 days, you could do 200 push-ups. I don't know what they were feeding us, but it was something. So I realized the military, the school system, the lawyers, the medical, everything is a lie in this devil system. So I became an apex predator against lies. Now the problem is, I became an apex predator of truth against the lies, but I still didn't become an apex predator of grace. But that's what God is teaching me now, you know, and He's been teaching me for the last really 10 years. Because once you get the truth settled in your heart, it becomes a part of you. You eat it and drink it, and that's what you are. It becomes you. You become a walking Bible, to be honest with you. You become a walking vessel of truth. And so as you become that walking vessel of truth, you're dealing with people who are walking vessels of lies, walking vessels of delusions, walking vessels of the devil. And so when you face off with them, you're facing off with a demon. A demon program, a demon mind, a demon brain, a demon soul. And so in order to pluck that person out, yeah, you can hit them with absolute truth and just destroy them and shut them down. But the goal is not to shut them down, but it's to draw them to Christ. And so my goal now is to be an apex predator of truth against lies, apex predator of grace against lies, and destroy the devil's stronghold in people. Now, I will fall back 100%, no doubt about it. I will fall back to just machine gun truth. I know I will. But it's not me doing the changing. It's God, it's Christ in you doing the changing. So it's God doing the changing. And I wish I had the grace that some of these preachers have when they're spreading the truth. But I have a problem with patience. I want to just hit them with so much truth that they get it right now. But I realize, doing YouTube for so long, I realize that you can't change a person overnight. It's like a child growing up. It gets born, takes 18, 20, 25, 30 years for a person to even understand that when you take a job, it's not about you, it's about the team. It takes 30, 40 years for a person to grab that. I know somebody now in the real world. She thinks that job's about her, and she's 40-something, and it's not about her. It's about the team. They will come in and destroy a business because they're lazy and they don't want to go the extra mile because they don't want to sacrifice. So I know I say things that are not graceful. But that just goes to show we're all down here because we're all a work in progress. We all need areas that the cycle, the brothers and sisters, life in general will force you to be more graceful. Life in general will force you to seek the truth. The repeat cycle, the universe will hit you so much that you're going to have to change. What I learned about 5 years ago on a job is, and I should have learned this 20 years ago, but if you take up your cross on the job, you do better. And they're actually paying you to be like Jesus. Now think about that. I don't want to sacrifice on the job. Well, you're getting paid to be like Jesus, man. Come on. Now there's a fine line between them running over you. But once they see you sacrifice for them, they'll give you some leeway, you know. They'll actually let you run your department because they trust you. They know you're going to sacrifice to make it happen. There's all kinds of lessons out there that I've learned that I've actually spread online and on my channel and on my website, on my audio blog. I think I'm going to switch over to Spreaker more, that people listen, because I know that the social media is bad. When you become addicted to social media, it's bad. So I might just do more audio and load it to Spreaker, send it to YouTube, and load it to my website. So the reason I became an apex predator, because I was under attack. I had to. I was under attack with lies and false doctrine and people trying to take me out. And then I became an apex predator of people's words, every word they speak. And also became an apex predator of people's words that matches up with another person's words, those that are working together. And then I even took it another level, as I can see the words that are people that don't even know each other, the spiritual attack that the devil's trying to do to you through a spirit, by the words of the people. Out of the mouth, the heart speaks. Words are spirit, Jesus said. The words I speak are spirit and life. So you can be in over here at Walgreens where I'm at. You can be over at CVS and the same spirit's working against you. And the words that they say over there, and they don't even know each other, are the same words that are said here. And it's a spiritual attack. And so to become an apex predator against the lies, against false doctrine, is actually an apex predator against the devil. But the only way to really take it to the next level is truth and grace, because the person's not your enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, spiritual powers, Ephesians 6. And that's where the cosmokratons and the archons are mentioned in the Greek. So Ephesians 6 says it's a spiritual warfare. So you got to add grace into truth, because if you're just truth, it's going to upset them. But if you throw a little bit of salt while you're giving truth with some grace, you might rescue some people. And so anyway, long story short, that's kind of an overview, a quick overview. Maybe it'll help somebody. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there for some reason. I don't know what made me think of this, but it seems to be important.